Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Roundabout Theatre Company is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and this week we're exploring its season with a series of interviews about current and shortly upcoming shows. Actor Matt Ryan plays Laurent in Thérèse Raccam, which is currently running at Studio 54. The play is adapted by Helen Edmondson from the novel of the same name by Emile Zola. Evan Cabnett directs a cast that, in addition to Matt Ryan, features Tony Award winners Judith Light and Gabriel Ebert, and Keira Knightley making her Broadway debut. Knightley plays the title character, Thérèse, a repressed and unhappily married woman forced to marry her first cousin, Camille, by an overbearing aunt. Camille is sickly, cruel, and egocentric, and when the ill-matched family of three moves to Paris from a small town, Thérèse begins an affair with one of Camille's friends, Laurent. Matt Ryan previously appeared on Broadway in Hamlet, playing Horatio to Jude Law's Prince of Denmark. He also starred as the title character in the short-lived but comic book fan-approved NBC series, Constantine. I sat down with Matt recently to talk about Thérèse Raccam and his career, and began by asking when he knew he wanted to be a performer.
Oh, wow. Actually, when I was a kid, I played Gavroche in Les Miserables when I was 10, and loved it, and did a few little things when I was a kid. But then I went to quite a rough school and didn't do anything for about 5 or 6 years, and then eventually got back into it, went to college, went to drama college, and studied acting and, you know, fell in love with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
You've performed, of course, in London, and now you're on Broadway. What are the first differences that strike you about doing theatre in England and theatre in New York City?
I think the rehearsal process and the preview process is quite different. You normally have a little bit longer in the UK to rehearse, and here you have a lot longer preview process, whereas in the UK you only have up to a week. I think there's good things about good and bad things about both things. I think that having a longer preview process is a great thing in New York, because you can really you can change the play, you know, you have time to bed into it, and the audience can teach you a lot about the play as well, and you don't have those same kind of first night nerves that you have for what we call press night or opening night in the UK.
In this show, you have quite a journey to take. How did you first learn of the story? Were you familiar with it before this production came to your plate? And then how have you developed your character?
I did know of the story of Thérèse Raccam beforehand. I first learned about it when they were making a movie of it, but I never read the novel. But it was always kind of there in the background that I've heard of this classical book, this text that was written by an amazing writer, and you know, it's come up in various different aspects of my work over the years. And what's great is the journey this character goes on is absolutely amazing. He starts out as someone who's a survivor. He's down on his luck, but he's someone who can make the best out of any situation. He's charming, he's outgoing, and really just trying to survive in a cruel, cruel world and make his way and climb the ladder of life and hopefully become successful. And, you know, where he ends up is extraordinary, really. I read the novel. I did as much work as I could, gathering as much information about what Emile Zola, the writer, was trying to do, and then obviously, you know, looked at the play and how that transposed to the play, and, you know, you just dive in and try and navigate your way through and get into the under the skin of this character and then into the psychology of him.
What do you bring to the role that you think is uniquely yours to bring to the role?
I think that the answer to that question is me. Whatever is me, I bring to the role. It's an interesting thing, isn't it, when people play the same roles, like, you know, when how many Hamlets have there been done? But what's different about them is what each individual person, just them being them and bringing their uniqueness as a human being to it. I think that's all I can offer up for that question, because I don't know what anyone else has done with the role or anything else, you know. But I think just me being me. I come from a small town myself, which Laurent comes from, so we have a similarity there. But in terms of his journey and where he ends up, I'd like to think that I'm nothing like him.
Right, and that nothing like that will happen.
Yes, exactly.
You have a lot of emotion to play, to harness, to find each night, but you also have a technically challenging play. You have water. How does the director and the process of tech and everything, how do you, you know, build the role and then learn how to do all the things you have to do so that the play works while still staying emotionally true to the character.
It's an interesting thing because we actually only had 3.5 weeks of rehearsal, but we worked 6 days a week. So it kind of evens out to about 4 weeks of rehearsal. But then, you know, you're working in the rehearsal room with tape on the floor. And as you've seen the sets, they're big and very adventurous and bold. And the transition from being in the rehearsal room to being on the stage was quite a shock to all of us, actually. You know, where we were actually getting to in the process of where we were with the characters, it kind of stopped for a bit when we got into the theatre and we had to kind of readjust to the surroundings. But that's the same as with any play. But I think more so with this play because of, you know, there being water on stage and there being a whole apartment flown in from the flies, you know. So there was a period of adjustment. But what's great is once we actually got used to that, which took us a few days, then that really kind of helped us take the play to another level then. And that's what's great about Beowulf sets, is they really have kind of helped lift our performances then from what we were doing in the rehearsal room into the theatre space.
Can you help me understand why Laurent would be friends with Camille? Because Camille is, I find him extremely off-putting, and I don't know why a character would be friends with him. So, but I figure you're the guy to tell me.
Well, it's interesting because I think that Camille doesn't treat his mother or Thérèse very well at all, but he kind of has a little bit of he idols Laurent in a way. He worships him slightly, and Laurent gets to see the good side of Camille, but he also sees his weaknesses. And I think that Laurent's instinct is he sees an opportunity here to be able to actually get a warm meal and have a place to stay, possibly. You know, the Rakan family have much more than him in terms of wealth, and I think that even though he's not calculating and manipulative with his approach to them, I think that he actually instinctively just sees that there is an environment here which he can kind of exploit a little and possibly get a lot from. But I think that he kind of there's a little bit of pity there, but I think that's a dangerous word to use for how Laurent feels about Camille. I think that he does like him on a certain level, and I think after the event that happens when they take his life, I think that, you know, that the guilt of that does really torment Laurent, which shows that he isn't just a cold-blooded killer and a bad person.
You mentioned Hamlet a moment ago, and that's a role I read you would like to play, but you've been in Hamlet, not as Hamlet, and your first Broadway show was Hamlet with Jude Law. How does being on Broadway again compare to the first time?
Well, what's really interesting about it is the production of Hamlet that we did was originally in London, so we'd done it for 3 months in London, and then we took it to Elsinore, where we did it in the castle, which was an amazing experience, and then we brought it to New York, so it was already a show that was established, whereas with this, we've actually gone through the whole process here, and the whole preview process has been very different as well. But also, I think that after doing the TV show Constantine, a lot of those, the Hellblazer fans have been to see the show, which is fantastic, so, and this is a much, much bigger role. I was playing Horatio in Hamlet, and the response from the audience is quite different when I come out of the stage door, you know, which is a nice thing.
I did want to ask you about Constantine. What did you enjoy about filming the series?
Oh, it's just such a fun, wonderful, twisted, dark character to play. I mean, I actually think he's probably one of the greatest literary characters of the last century. You know, there's over 300 issues of the Hellblazer comics, and they're dark and they're funny, and there's so much to him, and it was such fun to play, and it was exhausting, you know, with the network television schedule, but we had a great family and a great team, and it was a real joy to play that character.
Did you know the comics before the role came to you?
I had heard about the comics. A good friend of mine who actually has a comic book company called Improper Books in the UK, it's his favourite comic book and his favourite comic book character. So I'd always heard about it in the background, and I saw the movie with Keanu Reeves, but didn't really know much about the comics then. And then when the audition came up, he actually sent me a copy of one of the comics and said, "You've got to read this. This is," and give me a breakdown on how it should be played and all that. So I had a real kind of like fanboy in my corner kind of guiding me on how to do the audition, and maybe that helped me get in the role.
Did he get to visit you on set?
He didn't, unfortunately, no. I think if we had gone for a second season, he would have come out, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
How much of a bummer is it when a series isn't picked up if you're enjoying working on it?
I think, you know, it was very unfortunate. I think that we were really starting to get somewhere with the series. I think that the fan base was expanding, and they're very loyal fans, and they were really loving the work, and the team was really loving the work. And I think the network actually loved it as well. It's, you know, it's just a numbers game at the end of the day. And it was disappointing, but, you know, in this business, one door closes, another one opens. I mean, now I'm doing Thérèse Ricard on Broadway with Keira Knightley, and it's a fantastic role, and it's a great play, and I wouldn't have been able to do that if I was still doing Constantine. So, you know, there's a positive to it not being picked up. But it's a great character, and I was lucky enough to revisit it again on an episode of Arrow, and it's not something I'd be against kind of going back to again, because I love playing the character.
How many characters do you think there are that you would return to if the opportunity were granted? Would you play Horatio again, for instance, or any other thing you've done before? Would you want to revisit it?
That's an interesting question. I think there's not many. I think John Constantine, you know, there's slightly unfinished business with John Constantine, because there's like 300 issues of the comics, and one of my favorite runs of the comics, you know, we never got to do, and I feel like we were just scratching the surface when we were cancelled, and there was a long way for us, for me personally, to go with the character, and so there's unfinished business there, but there's nothing really else that that comes to mind that I would jump at going back to be honest with you.
Matt Ryan plays Laurent in the Roundabout Theatre Company production of Thérèse Ricard, which is currently running at Studio 54 in New York City. We'll continue our series celebrating the 50th anniversary of Roundabout tomorrow, when I'm joined by Megan Hilty, who will play Brooke in their upcoming revival of Noises Off. To learn more, visit roundabouttheatre.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.